Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Tom Wright. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Rocky Krisnick. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Dobson. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Dobson. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Luke Easter. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Harry Simpson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting eighth. The shortstop, George Strickland. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Garcia. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mike Garcia. And now, play ball. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel takes first base on ball four. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox bunts towards the mound. Garcia fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Carrasquel moves to second. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso bunts in front of the plate. Hegan juggles the ball. That's an error on Hegan. Carrasquel moves to third. Fox moves to second. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carrasquel scores. Fox scores. Minoso moves to second. It's 2-0, White Sox. Tom Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Wright reaches second base with a double. Minoso scores. Robinson moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, White Sox. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Robinson scores. One out. It's 4-0, White Sox. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rocky Krisnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krisnick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wright scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-0, White Sox. Joe Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson hits a pop-up towards first. Easter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. the White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Simpson. Fox reaches second base with a double. There goes Carrasquel trying to get to home. Simpson throws the ball into Avila, who relays the ball to Hegan, who tags Carrasquel, who came all the way from first, for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-0 in the game. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Fox moves to third. Two outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Robinson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Easter reaches second base with a double. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Krasnick fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Wright takes first base on ball 4. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Rivera hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. Lawler hits a pop-up towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Krasnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krasnick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Krasnick is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Barney McCoskey pinch hits for Mike Garcia. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Strickland moves to third. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-1 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it and throws to second for the out. Strickland scores. One out. It's 5-1, White Sox. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-1 in the game. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mitchell moves to second. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-1 in the game. Doby hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mitchell moves to third. Two outs. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Easter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Wilks now pitching. Joe Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson is 0-for-1 in the game. Dobson strikes out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Carrasquel hits a pop-up towards short. Strickland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosen hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0-for-1 in the game. Simpson hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Krasnick juggles the ball. That's an error on Krasnick. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Strickland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Minnie Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-1 in the game. Minoso bunts towards the mound. Wilks fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Easter scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Robinson for the out. Minoso moves to second. One out. Tom Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Wright hits a line drive towards short. Strickland reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Rivera is walked intentionally. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-2 in the game. Lawler takes first base on ball 4. Minoso moves to third. Rivera moves to second. Rocky Krasnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krasnick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Krasnick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Minoso scores. Rivera scores. Lawler moves to second. It's 7-1, White Sox. Joe Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson is 0-for-2 in the game. Dobson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Boone pinch hits for Ted Wilks. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Krasnick fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Mitchell hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Avila hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Gramek now pitching. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Easter scoops it up and throws to first, with Gramek covering, for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-2 in the game. Doby hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Easter strikes out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-2 in the game. Rosen hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Krasnick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Robinson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Simpson. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Tom Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Wright hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Robinson scores. It's 8-1, White Sox. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Rivera bunts in front of the plate. Hegan fields it and throws to first for the out. Wright moves to second. One out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lawler hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 10-1, White Sox. Rocky Krasnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krasnick is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got three RBIs. Krasnick is called out on strikes. Two outs. Joe Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson is 0-for-3 in the game. Dobson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Carrasquel hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0-for-2 in the game. Simpson is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-2 in the game. Hegan strikes out. Two outs. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Strickland hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Pope pinch hits for Steve Gramek. Dave Pope is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pope hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Caris Quell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards third. Krasnick fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Brissy now pitching. Tom Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Rivera hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Lawler hits a pop-up towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Krasnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krasnick is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got three RBIs. Krasnick hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-3 in the game. Doby hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Easter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-3 in the game. Rosen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Easter moves to third. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler fires to third and picks off Easter. Two outs. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0 for 3 in the game. Simpson strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 10, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.